The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm Dominique.
And I'm Sylvia.
Welcome to the High Vibes in the Mind podcast,
where multicultural moms connect.
Yeah, that really job, like that, I remember I had a job, I was counting the minute. That was horrible. That was,
oh my like, God, this sounds like a nightmare.
I remember, I don't remember which one, but I had like a desk job and I was like, it's 4:55, it's 4:56. I remember I was counting the minute. It was horrible. And you know those jobs are, the day is really slow as those jobs.
Oh yeah, it's a clutter. The days are really. Hi everyone, welcome back to the show. This is Sylvia and I'm here with Veronique. How are you, Veronique?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. How are you today?
Doing great. Doing great. I'm excited about the topic that we're going to talk about. Something that is in our near future, I would say. In like 5, 6, how many years until you go first? You're going to go first.
For me, yeah, you're right after, 1 year after. So 3 years, what is it, middle school and high school here is 4 years. Mm. So we still have 7 years, but it goes very fast, right?
Yes.
So we're talking about, you know, empty nest, having an empty nest.
Yes. And how kids. To prepare for that, how to prepare and be ready for it when that happens, because it's going to happen, how to handle everything, like just having the house more empty and things like that. So, Veronique, for you, like, what are some of the ways that you think that could help cope with that?
Well, I'm not. It's for sure I'm not really prepared. You know, in my mind, that's for sure. But sometimes I'm thinking about it, and the thing, you know, I'm always thinking the most is I'm gonna have, you know, more time with my husband, even just to talk to him, because. Right now, it's very hard just to even have a conversation with him, you know, even at night. We can have a conversation being cut off by one of the kids. So I'm thinking, you know, that during that time, we'll be able to get our relationship, you know, to strengthen our relationship. To focus on us a little bit more, because of course right now it's more all over, you know, all about the kids, what we're going to do for them, where we're going to go on vacation for them. Let me think about something, by the way. Do you ever see those commercials on TV about sandals?
Oh yes, sandals. It looks so good. The cruises or just the resorts? Do they have cruises too? The resorts, yeah.
And it's no children.
No children allowed.
No children allowed. So this is the kind of vacation I think I want to take, you know. When they're going to be leaving the nest. So yeah, so, you know, working more on our relationship, plan, you know, more activities together, spend more, you know, quality time together. We really like to eat. We like to drink good wine, good alcohol. So maybe do more like wine tasting. I know you like to do wine tasting, you know, doing more stuff like that, going to good restaurant, not only restaurant when they have pasta on the menu and you can, you know, they can put pasta on the floor.
Yeah.
Kids friendly.
Yeah.
I want to go to a restaurant, you know, adult friendly.
Adult friendly or adult friendly. Only.
Adult only, yeah, and not have to worry if the babysitter is going to be, you know, available to take care of the kids. So I think the one thing, and I mean, that's the first thing I always think about when to prepare for an emptiness, that I will be able to work more on my relationship with my husband, because it's very important. I remember when we got married, We did that little retreat, Catholic retreat, and they tell you, you know, always work on your relationship, because when the kids leave, it's you and your husband alone, and you're going to have to talk to each other. You're going to have to say stuff to each other. It would be your the thing you think about when your nest is going to be empty, because you have three boys. So
yes,
that might take a little while.
It's mm-hmm. like, yeah, it's like a slow process in a way. So that's a good thing. At least it's, you know.
Yeah.
First goes Michael, and then 3 years later, Sean, 2.5 years later, and then Connor. So kind of like it goes slowly like that. I think it makes it easier. If you have twins, it goes they all go at the same time, right? Like, you know, you don't have that little, like, that break of the older one going. So like, okay, boom, all of them at the same time. Definitely this connection, like reconnecting, which you should be doing this regardless, but you always, like, you think you're going to do it and you don't, because we're always so busy. Mm-hmm. It's so tough to, like, to stick with those plans and, you know, those things about the relationship. But, like, when they are all in college, then you definitely, you're going to have way more time to do things with yourself, do things with you and your husband. So, yeah. Totally gonna do that, and also finding ways to connect with your child when they are in college. Like nowadays, it's just so much easier than before. It was well, like you had like me when I went to college. It was like paid phones. You are outside, like calling nobody. Like, you know, we had cell phones, but it was so expensive to use in Brazil. So it was more like paid phones. You'd call like. Mm-hmm. Long distance calls to my mom so that she would pay for it, by the way. Like, I don't know if you had that in France, that you call like a particular number first and then
they pay for it.
They are the ones who pay for the call. I did it all the time. And then my parents waiting for like 10 minutes for that little song, the recording to end. Like, this is a call, blah, 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 blah. Like, hey, yeah, what do you want? So nowadays it's easier with all, like, you know, FaceTime and whatever. So I think that's important to just make sure we keep that connection with them.
Yeah.
And I will be bothering them constantly. Like a good
always
mama.
Worrying, right?
Yeah.
Always worrying.
Yeah. So how are you going to just like relax? That's a whole different, because we have a friend, Christina, who is in that situation now. I think her son just graduated from high school. He's going to college now, and he's dating, and there's all that, right? Like, it's just like, you're never gonna stop worrying. You're never relaxed, you know. It's just like constantly.
I know
there's always a different reason to be worried mm-hmm. your child, you know. Like, so that won't stop.
Yeah.
And definitely. What else?
And one thing also, I can wait. I mean, I know that I can wait, but I think I will be able to do more.
Can wait.
Can wait for them to leave. But no, something that will give me more, I will have more time is to stay active, for instance, like to go exercise a little bit more. And I always have this friend who calls me to do, you know, to do hiking stuff, because she loves to hike. I never have the time. It's always another time that I can't. So maybe in 7 years, if she calls me,
I'll be able to.
And also, you know, I like to go to yoga. There's a challenge I always wanted to do, to do 1 month yoga. They always have this challenge once a year. You have to go 30 days in a row. It's impossible to do right now, of course, with my schedule, but maybe, you know, one day I'll be able to do that, you know, going to yoga 30 days in a row. Why not?
Oh, we'll 30 do that. Days in a row. Uh-huh.
30 yeah. days in a row. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's an annual challenge that they do. Uh-huh. And I've always wanted to try. So that's something I'm sure I'm going to have more time to do. Mm-hmm. I know you're very active also. You like to go to the gym also every day. So I'm sure. I don't know if for you that's going to change everything, because you're already very active. Will you go more to the gym?
Probably going to go more than I go.
Or maybe do something else, maybe play golf, because your husband
maybe,
play golf.
Oh, actually, yeah, that is something that my husband wanted me to. Actually, he was talking about mm-hmm. me learning so that we could play together. Yeah, that would be a mm-hmm. great one, sport that you can play until you're very old. So it's great.
Yes,
it's one thing that's true. And the social part of it is good too. there you go, mm-hmm. go to the restaurant, chill with your friends, your elderly friends, have a glass of wine. It's fun, yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Like have a glass of wine and, mm-hmm. and play golf.
Just chilled.
And go eat and chill. Another one would be to rediscover your interests or find new hobbies, like we're talking about, like golf, things like that. Well, for me, as you know, and a lot of you know, Veronique, and a lot of listeners, some of the listeners know that I really like everything like spiritual. So yep. I think I would get even more into it, you know, like try to do, I'll have more time to take other classes, to go deeper into it even more, like have more time. Because right now I have to take a break from my psychic class. Because it's summer mm-hmm. break and it's impossible. There's no way I can be in meditation, like eyes closed for two hours on a Wednesday with three kids running around.
Yeah.
So I just said, like, I can do it now. When it's September, I'll join you guys. And all the other students, they're older. So they have like grown up kids and they have time to do whatever they want. So there is that side that I can like. Be able to do, learn something new, like definitely staying active, because I think that's what is the key anyway. And it's a great way to just get it off, like to feel younger and to not to be at home depressed, like, oh, what do I do now? Because I know like with kids, you do a lot of things, especially I think when they are, I don't know, high school, but I think like up until end of middle school, you're involved in a lot of things, all the sports and, you know, like driving them around and friends and, you know, like those like coaches, like, I don't know, like private lessons for this or that. So there's a lot of like, you do a lot. And once, I don't know how it is in high school, because we're not there. If they drive themselves to school, right? There is that too. So they're more independent,
That's
guess.
Scary. That's a scary also image in my mind. Them driving themselves.
Yeah. Like sticking them the driving cow. Themselves. Ooh. It's a whole other episode, by the way.
When
you get a driver's license. Oh, God. I can imagine sleepless nights.
Mm-hmm.
And after going, sleepless, and you know, while they're, you just can't relax until you know they're like totally like pro. And still, it's going to be stressful. Just say like you're going to be like, oh, yeah, do whatever you want. Yeah, I trust you.
No, so, I don't trust them. I don't trust anybody.
Yeah, and their friends and everything. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's more like doing those things since you're so used to like being so busy all the time. Once they go to college, then that's a chance to, if you want to still be busy, maybe less busy, you don't need to be totally like, you know, like a lunatic. But then do the things that you really enjoy doing. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how about you? Do you have another one? One more?
I think, the most important for me was, staying active, stay connected, reconnect, my husband. Like you say, maintain regular contact with the kids. And maybe this one that I read somewhere is to maybe set new goals. I think that could be also important. Like learning new skill or traveling for sure. That's something that's already a given for me because I already like to travel. You ladies know about my troubles. when I travel. So never going to give up the traveling. So I travel a little bit more, maybe to some countries I've never been before. And learn new skills. I always wanted to learn, about wine, actually,
That'll be
really
so fun.
Learn, like, really knowing, okay, this wine is good, this one is trash, or, mm-hmm. I always wanted to take a class, like, or different courses, to be a sommelier or something like that, because I love wine. I always wanted to know about wine. So I think that's something I would love to do. That's on my
list.
That's
a good idea, totally. Yeah. Something like that is fun. Sign me up. I'm gonna join you.
Let's do it together. Because you like wine too, so
Then yeah, you have to do a wine retreat so that you can learn everything about wine the whole weekend in Napa.
No problem. Exactly. Yes, no problem.
Okay. You can do that.
I'm here for that. No problem. Sign me up. Yeah. The whole weekend. Whole week. If I have to.
The whole week. Yeah, if necessary.
So, learning new skills, I would love to learn about wine. And I have one of my friends. She's an executive. And I think she had a little burnout. And now she's going to work in with cheese. And she's going to learn all about cheese. And she's going to sell cheese. She has a completely, you know.
Isn't it amazing? Change
Yeah. She says she wants to work with her hands. Because she has a very high, you know, job right now. And she's burnout. She had a burnout. And she said she wants to see people, talk to people, and work with her hands. And she loves cheese. So she says, that's what I'm going to do. I'm like, okay, go girl. Do your thing, you know.
I just had talked about that. I just had a friend who also just quit her, like, very high-paying job. She said, like, I'm tired of being a slave for those big companies, BlackRock.
Yeah.
And she was, like, top executive there. And she said, you know what? I'm out. She quit after 18 years. Working for that company, like managing like billions of dollars, because she's like in that section there, that part of the company, and she quit. Mm-hmm. And she quit.
Yeah.
And I said, like, how is your life? She's like, oh my God, it feels so good. I said, yeah. You know, like when you have that calling, you know when it's the right time. And she said, like, when it was getting closer, that's when she was even being like, they don't really care. Like, she realized her boss, nobody really cared about her.
Wow.
After all these years, in the end, they just won. You know, they replace you just like nothing.
You're just a number. And,
yeah, so number. She's going to find something that she really enjoys doing, probably working way less, not being a slave, right, to a company or to a job that you're, like, working all day and you don't even see your kids because she, you know, she couldn't have time for her kids. So now... Yeah, so you can make changes like that whenever you want, even if you're like after kids are in college, if you want to just like, make a big 360 turn.
Yeah.
Whenever, like, you know, it's up to you.
I remember I used to see that esthetician also for a long time, and now she's retired. And so she opened her own business, and she told me before she was an engineer making six figure. And then she's like, I have a little burnout. And she's like, the same thing. I want to work my hands. And she opened that esthetician salon. Doing massage and facial and stuff. Completely changed.
Way happier, probably.
Yeah. Wow. And she was really, was a really cool lady. So yeah, don't wait maybe to have an emptiness, you know, to do something that can make you happy also.
Yes,
when we have an emptiness, we're going to have more time for sure for our own desire, but you know, if you have if you're in a job where you're getting burnout,
just can't wait to be out of like to hit 5 o'clock. That's not the 9 to 5 job, like,
yeah, that job. Like, I remember I had a job, I was counting the minute, it was horrible.
Oh my God, this sounds like a nightmare.
I don't remember which one, but I had like a desk job and I was like, it's 4:55, it's 4:56. I remember I was counting the minute. It was horrible. And you know, those jobs are the day is really slow as those jobs.
Oh, yeah. It's like, what am I going to do?
Really slow. So horrible. So yeah, so let us know what you think, you know, let us know on social media, on our Facebook page, for instance. I will post something with the, you know, when we, with the podcast. Let us know, what are your plans for your empty nest? What are you, how are you preparing? How are you planning it?
What do you want to do when you become an empty nester? So let us know on Facebook. It's High Vibes and a Mic. It's the same name, right? It's our High Vibes and a Mic group.
Yeah. High Vibes and a Mic podcast page. And let's have a conversation. It's going to be fun. Let us know.
Yes, please do so. All right, guys. This is all for today. Hope you enjoyed. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to High Vibes and a Mic. Until next time, laugh hard, stay silly, and never forget to bring your sense of humor. Please follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.